Hey everybody, welcome to the Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 26, which means we've been doing this now for 6 months, which is crazy. It's scary. But I figured since the previews came out last week, we'll get to that, because a lot of times we don't seem to make it all the way through, so maybe if we do half today and half next time. I wanted to talk about the Regenesis stuff, and I actually wanted to reread the first three Regenesis issues and come out with a nice little dissertation and thoughts, but I didn't get there. So maybe I'll try to do something fancy next week. I'll get something up on the website, like an essay or something, and we'll talk about it. Because I know kind of some mixed feelings about it, so it'll be kind of interesting to hear everybody's thoughts. But so
somebody doesn't like Regenesis?
Not so much like it, but I know some people like it more than others. So I figured I'd do a little more of a deeper analysis on it. Just reread it and look at it after, instead of just doing a first read. So we'll start, we'll go around the table. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics.
A.K.A. General Colin Powell.
You're sounding like Mike. Certain people understand that. That's not a good thing. Okay? And next to me, returning maybe for his last time, he doesn't know.
Ryan Sargent. A.K.A. Sergeant Steel.
A.K.A. Brett Favre of podcasting.
Yes. I'll accept that one.
Sugar Shane.
A.K.A. Sugar Shane.
Oh, okay.
Joe F., by the way.
A.K.A.
Giuseppe Camicoli.
Yeah. Insert odd military reference here.
Adam Russell.
A.K.A. Adam Bomb.
Matt Lytle.
A.K.A. Private First Class Matt Lytle.
Should we restart again?
No, I'm just nerdy over all you people.
A.K.A. Little Matt.
Ooh. This is going to get ugly tonight.
That's something I've never been called, so thank you.
Okay. We'll start with the Marvel previews, just because that's nice and easy. And I get, my hating out of the way early?
We don't want you to stir it up, building up all that hate.
I understand that you are a fair and balanced person.
Thank you, Ryan. I like you. You can come back.
Yay.
Okay.
He's just saying that because he's not coming back.
Hey, now.
I've seen his wife's analyst notes about Colin. Yeah.
I didn't know where you were going there, sir. Okay.
Marvel Comics.
Marvel. We'll start. That's an ad. But first page, it's kind of interesting.
That's an ad.
It's not an ad, because in the back, if you look in the back where they list all the books, it says Brubaker Project 1. So, as has since come out since the end of Fear Itself 7.1, there's going to be a new Winter Soldier book. So, that's what if there isn't only one, because there's two caps. But not really, because it's a Winter Soldier.
But I think they're saying there's going to be more than one Winter Soldier, that it's going to be a program, like a Russian status quo, and he was just one of many operatives that acted in that role.
Well, that could be interesting.
That's what I got from the end of the last Cap and Bucky.
Oh, okay.
I think of anything that I was going to get out of that last point issue, 7 point of Fear Itself, was that this actually, I think, looks pretty cool, actually, so I want it.
That book was awesome.
Okay, yeah, Fear Itself, The Fearless, 6 and 7. I know, Matt, you liked him. I'm reading it, and I'm just kind of like, is Fear Itself is never going to end, is it? Because at the end of... No, I'm just saying at the end of 12, something else is going to happen with the hammers once they've all been gathered.
Every Marvel event has some year-long fallout. After Civil War, there was the Initiative.
Yeah.
After Siege was
Dark
Reign.
But this is a story of its own, though. This isn't really
Siege? Siege was Dark Reign. No, Secret Invasion had Dark Reign after it.
Yeah. But Dark Reign was even, like, its own event.
Yes, it was, and Zeke had Heroic Age.
Because Secret Invasion was about the aliens, and Dark Reign was about the bad guys taking over.
It was about Norman Osborn taking over after he killed the aliens in Secret Invasion.
Yeah, but this is still basically Fear Itself.
Okay. Avengers Academy.
After last week, man, the new status quo is awesome. Is it? The old West Coast Avengers headquarters.
Okay.
They've added some new team members, one left, and Cap smacks around Ant-Man for being a jerk.
Fair enough. Incredible Hulk, first thing I noticed, new artist. So the big hoopla of Silvestri is kind of over already.
Do we know if that's a fill-in or if that's a new status
doesn't
quo.
Say. I'm just going by what they say, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was, if nothing else, a little disappointing that he only made it three issues.
That's the given, right there.
Battle Scars number one came out today. Have no idea what to make of that yet. Very confusing. New artist on Captain America as well.
That was last month. Alan Davis took over.
Did he?
Or
no,
last
not
month.
The last.
Solicit.
Oh, Solicit. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're still waiting for issue four, which is next week finally.
Because I'm wondering how late that's going to make that book.
Yeah.
Because Avengers Prime is not anywhere remotely close.
To no, I don't. But I don't know who. Davis normally seems to be on time.
That was Bendis and Alan Davis.
Yeah. Well, Bendis is writing, 72 mm-hmm. Avengers books. The Thor section, Journey into Mystery and Mighty Thor, featuring Tanaris, who was introduced in 7.2. And reading between the lines, I don't know what to make of that, because basically what it says is that he's always been Thor. He's taken Thor's place in the history of Thor. So I'm a little confused by that.
I read about that today.
Yeah, a little confusing. Defenders 2. Adam made a comment about soon to be in dollar boxes near you.
Another crap-erific cover.
Yeah, my concern with Defenders, I was telling somebody today, it's kind of like TV shows and movies. We just got Defenders postcards today. We got a Defenders preview book last week. It was also previewed in both Fear Itself 7, or the end of Fear Itself 7, and also there's a preview for it in the new Point One. And it's one of those, they're pushing this so hard, where normally like a bad movie or a bad TV show, they do all the advertising to get people to watch it, and you kind of learn that if something's advertised too much, there's a reason. Yeah. And I'm just kind of, I'm concerned that they're pushing this so hard that it's not going to be good.
The only thing that gives me hope about this was when Fraction picked up off of Brubaker on the Immortal Iron Fist stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He really did a good job writing that and writing that mm-hmm. mystical stuff. And I think with...
Now, I really liked the Doctor Strange story, but I almost wish they were doing a Doctor Strange series.
Yeah, but I'm thinking between Strange and Iron Fist, there's that magic mystical stuff, and maybe he can do that well.
It could be, but again, Defenders ties in with Fear Itself, where they're looking for Null, which... makes me go a little...
It's kind of aftermath-ish.
Yeah.
It's the Shattered Heroes. It's like...
Oh, okay.
Dark Reign.
Gotcha.
I do like Strange's new outfit.
I like that you give him the devil sign.
Yeah.
Rock on.
He's rocking on, yeah.
It's Dio now.
It's interesting that his red is the same shade as She-Hulk's red.
Right.
Makes life easier on the colors.
True. Fair enough. Iron Man... I don't know what to think of Iron Man. And Storm joining the Avengers... With another new artist, where they just announced Daniel Acuna was the new artist last month, or at least a couple months ago, so now I just noticed there's another new artist.
Does Storm just have a hard time picking a team? Or
Could be.
Or a book?
Well, maybe Cap went, Storm, I really need you on the team, like Cyclops did, so she decided to join the Avengers.
I guess.
Please!
She's the new Wolverine, man.
This Avengers book really hasn't been...
Oh, maybe yes. Wolverine's off
all
the team.
All the Avengers books.
When did Vision come back, by the way?
I don't know. You got me.
He was in something
totally
last
got
week
me.
Or two
yeah.
weeks ago, and I'm
yeah.
like...
Yeah.
He's not the Vision.
Oh,
he's the Young Avengers.
Oh, it's the Young Avengers?
He was something...
There was a Vision in the Young Avengers, but he was like baby Vision. I mean, like, he was like...
Yeah, but they like puts like... There's an issue somewhere. I think it's New Avengers. They when it first started back, I think. And they reintroduced the character. It was when he was after the Collective, the one that got all the mutant powers.
Okay. Oh, the previous version of New Avengers.
Yeah. When it first started.
Volume 1. Okay.
I
agree with you, Matt. And that seems to be my problem with a lot of these books, is a lot of times, like, wait, when did that happen? And it's like, oh, you had to have read this miniseries or something. And
there's Ultimate Hawkeye again.
Yeah.
Or Movie Hawkeye.
Oh, but wait, No. And then next page, New Avengers. New Avengers
cover, baby.
That is good. I didn't like not the last New Avengers, but the one before it.
Yeah.
I didn't like that cover at all. But
suck it.
No, I just it
oh, wow.
Nice.
Was it the
harsh?
Point you're talking about?
No, but the one. Not the point. No, it was the one after the point. It looked unfinished. It looked rushed. This one was good. The New Avengers that came out today was good. Norman Osborn's getting his troop group together again.
I think if there's any Marvel storyline that I'm looking forward to is this whole thing with Norman Osborn.
Yeah, it was good. It added the part of that I didn't like from the previous Norman Osborn thing, where he's almost omnipotent and omnipresent, where he can just magically appear at any time, anywhere. What?
When you omnipotent, I thought it was going to be something else. Potent.
No. Yeah, no, because he knows everything. He has unlimited funds, and he can be anywhere. And I just, I'm like, how does this happen?
I don't know how Norman Osborn really can do that. He was in prison for a long time. Yeah. He's been in prison now. He's like, where is this money?
Yeah. He turned himself back in.
It wouldn't have Harry gotten that money to begin with.
He's a super villain. Yeah.
And my other question...
Harry was dead, too. He got it back.
Maybe that's somebody can answer this for me next time. Happened. I don't know who the heck the Wolverine is.
It can.
That's what
it's not. Look at the claws.
He's got three. And they're also... And Alara.
Maybe Mike had a little too much port.
Could be. But no, because in this current one, he doesn't go anywhere near DeKent. But so, well, it might be somebody, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But, okay, never mind. You guys haven't read the book. I read it.
Wait, which one did you read?
The new Avengers that came out today.
The 19.
Yeah. Who's this other guy?
Or no, it's probably 18.
That's Hawkeye.
It's not. Well, it's not.
That's Bullseye is Hawkeye.
No, it's not.
No. Isn't he dead?
He is dead. Bullseye is dead. I'm not going to tell. I don't want to ruin it for everybody. Okay, I'll give you a hint. Okay, it's a brother.
Oh, that's right.
It's what's his name for?
And you'll never guess who Miss Marvel is either, which is very interesting. It's so
he went over to Marvel.
I don't know, because Miss Marvel's blonde.
Yeah.
Who is
so,
Maria Hill?
No.
Oh, I know.
I will tell you. And so, very secretive. In order to understand the new Avengers, you should have read Secret Warriors.
Sweet.
Yes.
New Avengers.
So,
if you guys want to read good Marvel book, Secret Warriors.
Oh, Secret Warriors was fantastic.
127 or whatever it ended at.
I think it was 25, but yeah, no, that was excellent.
Read it. I mean, that is Hickman telling a story where aliens don't try to take over the world.
Yeah, That's my big problem with the Ultimates was it's almost like too big of a story to be able to understand.
I liked Hickman until I realized he writes one story. Two stories. Aliens taking over the world, or some sort of superior human race trying to take over the world. Everything he writes is those two stories.
Fair enough.
With time travel.
Okay, Secret Avengers, and I'm doing real well tonight. I'm trying to figure out this point system, because the original purpose of the point was it was a great jumping on point. And I got the impression that every book was going to have...
Not the secret word.
No, but every book was going to have this. And now I know Secret Avengers had a previous point one. So this is a second point one for Secret Avengers. Because the first
jumping on point.
Well, and it very well might be because it's the split between Warren Ellis and Rick Remender. But it seems like, wouldn't that just be 22? I thought the idea behind it was like that we're going to give you all the information you need to know to enjoy this book. Type of thing, jumping on. You were going to give you the introduction to the characters, that type of thing, and that never really played. No, it didn't. So I guess now I'm finding it just being a way of them squeezing in an extra issue.
And I know you can't take this thought, but my new process on reading Marvel books, I'm ignoring the bad marketing and the bad logistics of shipping, and I'm just enjoying the books. If it's 21.1, if it's 22, if it's an annual number 2, whatever, if I like the story, I'm going to read it.
Yeah,
That's the view I have to take, or I would cancel every Marvel book.
Okay.
That's good. Reading this in trade, actually,
I'm forced to follow that, and I have a lot less complaints about Marvel than the rest of you guys. And oddly enough, a lot of times I'll read the first two parts of the trade, and I'll say, "This is terrible." And I would have dropped it if I was buying it in single issues.
See, and that's the problem I'm having as a retailer is people are dropping. They're going, oh, I don't like this. And my order numbers are all over the place, and my sales numbers are all over the place because of that. Right. And a problem, a lot of people, like they said, I remember when the sales charts came out, and they were upset because the point one numbers were less than the regular numbers, and they expected the numbers to be higher because we would order more because it was a jumping on point, and... It was a big problem where they never explained it, and obviously I didn't get it, and you guys didn't get it, and they never fully explained it. And I personally viewed it as an annual, which always sell about 25% less than the regular issue.
That's how I'm viewing them, as giant sized or annuals.
Yeah.
Have we had a Secret Avengers annual, though?
No.
This year?
Not maybe it might be. An annual, no.
Well, Have any of the point one issues been really like integral to understanding the story, though?
I mean, most of them have. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So where you, or they've been out of place, like
the X-Force
was out of place. The best one they did. There were the best one as far as story wise they did was the Spider-Man, where it introduced the new Venom, which then the next issue went into the Venom story. So that one was perfect.
However, that should have been a Venom point one, or it should have been Venom number one.
Yes.
Because it didn't help you jump into Amazing Spider-Man. It launched yet another book.
Yeah.
And my problem with these dot ones isn't so much these 21 dot ones or whatever. Villains
for Hire. It's a four-issue miniseries.
Was a great read.
Yeah.
Why wasn't that just Heroes for Hire 13? Why did it have to be Villains for Hire 0.1?
Yeah.
And if the point of a point one is a jumping on point, why do you need a 0.1 when the book hasn't even started? And that's not the first time they've done that. There was an Alpha Flight 0.1.
Yeah.
And a Ghost Rider.
And a So that to me is like...
Yeah.
You're abusing the system, kind of. Like,
It's
like claiming welfare when you make $100,000 a year.
Or then you have things like Avengers Point One was fantastic. Great jumping on point, introduced the characters, had this neat Ultron story.
Yeah, that was a good
that
one.
We still haven't seen. And it's been almost, what, a year now? Because it was 12.1 and Avengers is up to 21.
What was the worst point one? My vote would be Wolverine, which is unfortunate because it was the first one.
Yeah, that one
didn't sell. That's a good one, the birthday
but party. But it set up nothing. It did nothing cool for... Yes, but it doesn't do what they said the dot ones would do, which as a retailer, like Colin, that's a problem.
Is bring people in to have a jumping on point.
Right, because if you read that book, did it help you read the next story?
No, it didn't have anything to do with any of
that. I'd say Ghost Rider was the worst point one.
I didn't read that one from them. Maybe it is.
I heard like really good things about the Thunderbolts. I haven't read it, but I heard the Thunderbolts point one was very good.
It helped in the transition.
Yeah, so... I don't know, but it's just it lack a uniform message, I guess, is my problem with the whole point one. And it was just funny. I thought we were done with point ones, and then I'm reading this and seeing a whole bunch more. I'm like...
Isn't it supposed to be
this
ongoing?
Has came out.
Well, I don't know if this is an ongoing or one shot. This one that came out today.
There was going to be a point one ongoing because I thought Joe might get into floppies again.
I do. I was buying every point one, but now there's just Adam so many coming out. I can't keep track.
Adam, that's a fire truck driving down the road.
Is that what that was? Yeah. What did they start making those?
Adam Bomb.
Adam Bomb.
Siren blares.
Okay. Let's continuing on. Avengers 1959, number 5. Yeah. Avengers Solo, number 4. I still don't know why Hawkeye... They won't give Hawkeye his own book. Since
nobody reads it.
But this is, what, their fourth or fifth Hawkeye miniseries in a row?
Supposedly Hawkeye is going to be in the new Secret Avengers.
Which makes sense, because he was a
bad guy. Oh, that's right. You wanted to talk about the new Secret Avengers team. I barely looked at it. I saw Venom was in it. It didn't make any sense.
First of all, I didn't see Cap. At all, I didn't see Steve.
Well, Rogers this is that's the that. Cover for 21.
This isn't it. This is the original bunch.
Nova.
But most of them are gone. It looked like Ant-Man was there, but it looked like, it sounded like it was Pym. That's now not
Lang.
Eric Scott Lang.
Could have been Scott Lang because he supposedly he's back in Children's Crusade. That's been a little while. Like two issues. Beast is, I think, the only real original character on the whole bunch. Okay. They added Hawkeye.
No Black Widow, no Sharon Carter.
Black Widow's on it. I didn't see Sharon Carter.
War Machine? Iron Man 2.0. My
Venom. Venom's on it.
Speaking of Sharon Carter, I was very confused at the end of the Fearless number 2 because she was like there, but totally. I'm like, who's this person in white? It took me a minute to realize who she was. It was just.
And that Avengers 1959, you should read it.
I will.
I wouldn't tell anybody else to read it because it's completely irrelevant, but unless you're a Chaykin fan, then you would like it.
I'm not a big fan of the art.
You're not?
Shut up.
No, I can't.
It's Chaykin.
Get out.
That's very Chaykin style.
I was about to be like, is anyone in the world a Chaykin
fan? I feel like that's a lot different than the other Chaykin stuff I've read. I think he had a story in Batman Black and White.
It's just all like kind of monsters.
That's cool. I like it. Yeah. Everyone's got the big chins.
That's almost... pretty chicken artish, I think.
Oh, that's, it's his art. Okay.
Yeah,
Avengers Children's Crusade number 9. Hoorah! It's over. Now I can actually finally read it. nothing against the book, but when I saw it was 9 issues bi-monthly, and it's actually late, because bi-monthly it would have been out the same time as the other ones hit 18, so it's a couple months late. But I know there's no way I could remember... You know, just reading as much as I do.
So I'm curious, based on how this came out in floppies, how will you order the trade when it's available? Will you order more than you would a normal monthly book?
No, but now typically most trades I just order one and reorder as it sells. There's very few that I order in multiples.
Would you order two of them?
Probably, because this one's got a lot of play and it is setting the stage big time for what's to come in 2012.
Well, that's already revealed of why.
Because it's coming.
Because Scarlet Witch can give people their powers back.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
And she's, Hawkeye.
She's kissing Doom. Yeah. Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah,
okay.
The time period this takes place is way off. Though, yeah, because so. Wonder Man's in this, and he's not a Revenger. He's normal Wonder Man. So.
Well, they said in the very first one that this is fast and loose with continuity.
Yeah, but it's good. It's been a good story.
But it's also Steve Rogers and Iron Man as friends before Civil War in the first one, too. So
yeah,
that should tell you when it starts.
Yep.
Okay, Avengers X Sanction. I still don't know what to make of this. It doesn't make sense to me.
That little 3-page preview's got me excited.
Okay.
I mean, as much as a 3-page preview can get, but...
I didn't hate the 3-page preview. I thought it was interesting. I do like Love and McGinnis together. Mostly for McGinnis' art, but...
They both have bad aim on the cover here.
They do. I'm going to shoot down.
So does Cable's red eye throw you off? Does that bug you with the way it's pointed versus the blue eye?
Stop.
I didn't hear that.
Stop. Okay.
You know, Colin hates that one. Eyes.
I don't hate eyes. I just like eyes to point in the right direction.
No pupils solve that problem.
There we go. Okay.
Some people don't have that privilege.
They need to point in the right direction, that's all. Or at least the same direction. I don't care about the right direction, just the same direction. Avengers Annual number 1. Okay, we're getting the Revengers. Although, why would they number it number 1?
Because they're going back with their whole new system.
Why not 1.1?
there's your annual, then.
Annual 1.1.
Are they only telling this Revengers story in the annuals, then?
Apparently, yeah, it was in that new Avengers.
Okay.
And they used to do that, but normally those annuals like came out over the same summer, things like that.
Yeah.
This one's taken a little
longer. There was that Batman Detective one that introduced Azrael, but it was like 2 weeks apart.
Right.
Yeah, I like stuff like that. But
yeah, because here, you can see, they even show you here.
Yeah, like, hey, it's here, on sale from July.
Yeah.
Because that was months ago that you guys talked about.
And that was the second printing that came out in July. So the first printing was probably June or May.
So I'm glad
okay, John Carter books. Woo, nobody's buying those. Halo sounds well.
Did they do newbie variants for these, like the other World War Mars?
No, it's not a Dynamite book. If they were, I'd be ordering them for... Hey, George. Okay, some other... The one nice thing about these, the best-selling author stuff is they have their set people that buy them. So it's nice, you know, I order 7, and I know I'm going to sell 6 and have one for the shelf.
That's an Austin cover look cool this
week. I know, I wanted to read that, but then I everything looked cool about it, and then I saw Jane Austen. no offense to Jane, just not a big Jane Austen fan.
Sure she's either dead or not listening.
I know, but I just don't want to offend. Ultimate Comics Spider-Man number 6, new story arc, so that means the first book is going to be 5 issues long, and 4 came out today, so it should be wrapping up soon. A little confusing by the Peter Parker variant cover.
I'm giving you hope.
Right, I didn't realize this until right now. Chris Samnee's doing the interiors now, so whoever was doing it is now off.
So it was Sarah Pichelli.
Yeah, so...
So you know what's interesting to me about this book?
I don't see Chris Samnee doing this book.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't have the right feel to me.
No, okay,
he's
sorry.
He's more of a Captain Bucky feel. But to me, the most interesting bullet point here is, Miles must learn how to be a hero from Peter Parker. Peter Parker's dead, we just buried him.
And nobody knew Peter Parker was Spider-Man, right?
They did towards the end.
Did they?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because he was on TV after he got shot with his costume. Yeah.
Okay.
But how does he learn? Was it just like...
I don't know.
It could be meta, like he learned about, like...
He's going to dig him up and do an O-hurry.
Oh, sweet.
Like Geraldo going to the...
Does he have, like, a cloaking suit or something?
No, he can turn invisible.
Yeah, that's one of his powers.
Yeah, that's part of the spider.
Because, you know, the spiders that turn invisible.
Spider 42.
All right, moving on.
Okay, moving on.
Now, I don't read Marvel.
Somehow on Ultimate Comics X-Men number 1, we have...
what's she doing?
What's her name? Darn it. Christina Ricci.
Oh.
and she's putting her arm through her head, which I understand. Okay, that's Shadowcat, but it's definitely Christina Ricci. Yeah. And then Ultimates.
Ultimate Falcon.
I'm just flat out confused by that book. Nick Fury turns to the one man. I hope the one man's not Captain Britain. No offense to Captain Britain, but...
That's not Captain Britain. Is it? I thought they were... Oh, it's not Ultimate Falcon.
I'm going to assume that's who it is.
I was going by it saying Ultimate Falcon, because everything else is started with... I was like, that's not the Falcon, but whatever.
Okay, Scarlet Spider. You know, the preview art page I kind of like. I don't know what to make of the book. I did it, now it spins out of point one. There's the point one is in point one. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm not a huge Stegman art fan. Is that supposed to be...
Kraven, I'm guessing.
Kraven or a bad...
Although, wait, Kraven's dead, so...
Kraven's not
dead. Kraven's oh, no, Kraven's back. You're right, you're right. I'm sorry. He got resurrected.
Was it Kraven's last hunt?
That was her. Yeah,
there we go. okay, Carnage. I'm pretty much going to order, like, the last Carnage miniseries, so that's easy.
That last one was awesome. I just hope this is...
Well, it's Seb Wells and Creighton Clayton.
I just hope it's more on time.
Yeah, well, no. Avenging Spider-Man, we'll get an idea of how this one's doing from the sales of the one that came out today. Red Hulk is dead. It says there right in the...
I doubt that highly.
It says it with an exclamation point. It must be true.
Oh.
Well, they took the brain tumors out of his head, so I don't know. But he had the nanite brain tumors.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, here's something that confused me, is that on the Avenging Spider-Man, it says Amazing Spider-Man 50th Anniversary variant to be announced. But then the Avenging Spider-Man books doesn't say anything about having a 50th anniversary.
Well, it might, yeah.
Variant. So
maybe that's shipping later than the other ones?
Maybe. I guess. Yeah, or maybe that's on the wrong, that might be on the wrong book, too. They've done that before, yeah.
That's why I'm supposed to say Venom variant.
That could be, too, yeah. Because
they solicited a whole bunch of those.
Don't ask for any of the Venom variants. Now, Spider-Man and Daredevil crossover, both written by Mark Waid. I'm all fine with that. My problem with something like this is Spider-Man 677, Emma Rios art, but cover by Humberto Ramos. So I have no idea what Emma Rios' art looks like. Daredevil 8, art by Kano. I've never heard of Kano.
He did some
cover by Paolo Rivera. So it's just one of those, I don't know what I'm getting.
What are you talking about?
Now, Kano's actually done a lot of stuff like Gotham Central.
Okay.
Did like really?
Crime comics.
Okay.
Okay. I know he worked on Superman with Joe Kelly and then
Emma Rios.
He did Immortal Iron Fist.
Mm. Emma Rios did like the Norman Osborn mini with Kelly Sue.
Oh, okay.
You know, Kano's a good fit for Daredevil.
Okay, that's fine. It's just I hate when they put in a new artist on something and then have somebody else do the cover. It's just it's.
Can I please get both the Lieber Mayo covers if you can order, if you don't have to order Outrageous.
Because
do you see that cover in the corner? Oh
my God. It's a cool cover. If Kano's style is anything like that, he's very similar to Humberto Ramos.
Both things that crack me up. Here we go. Ramos did the cover of 677, but he's not doing the interior art. However, he's doing the interior of 678, but he didn't do the cover. Just one of those things that makes you go, what? Okay.
Well, even Batwoman has that. I mean, we're going to pick on books.
Oh, no, no.
Second arc is going to be covered by Williams and interior by Reader.
They talked about that way back when they started the book, though.
I thought Reader was the writer.
No, Amy Reader is the other artist. Hayden Blackman's the other writer.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Sorry, sorry.
Confused.
Yeah.
Reader is
we're doing
writer.
Marvel. Don't start bringing up DC. I'm focused.
Well, I'm just calling you out for being a hater.
That's fine. Venom. Venom, sadly, I've had a lot of people saying that after Spider-Man, they're dropping. So we'll see how the next issue of Venom does.
Isn't Rick Remender supposed to be like the greatest thing since sliced bread?
He is very good, but he's
going on to Captain Bucky.
the problem
no, he's ex. I love Uncanny X-Force. The first couple issues of Venom just totally lost me when he was fighting Kraven. It just there was no.
But was Remender writing it then? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
What was that Remender book that came out right as I started reading, and it was really awesome, and then disappeared for like a year and a half.
Yeah, that one.
What it was.
I don't remember.
Frankencastle.
Well, he was doing Frankencastle. I don't remember specific.
It was a non-Marvel book. It was like Dynamite or...
Oh, Remender. Well, yes. That's the big problem we all have with Remender is his stuff kind of...
I can't remember what Remender.
Yes. Cap and Bucky, everybody excited about Mr. Francesco Francavilla taking over?
He's not anything.
And he told me on Twitter that he's going to start selling...
I saw
art
that.
On his webpage. I saw that. Letting y'all know.
Okay. Captain Bucky is
now Alpha Flight 8 final issue. Captain. Maybe unless they decide to make it an ongoing again.
Right.
No, that's edited by that guy. They just canned.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Oh, and
she's fighting.
Black Panther taking on Kingpin.
That I think it's Vindicator.
Guns, Legion of Monsters, Hulk. That's another one that's really been
Black
dropping.
Black Panther, also by Franco Valli.
Busy man. FF and Fantastic Four.
Just covers.
Excellent pronunciation on Francesco.
Thank you, Franco Villa.
Is that how you
say it? Yeah, I should have said Villa. Yeah. Punisher. I didn't see Michael Lark doing the interiors on Punisher.
That's awesome.
That might get me back into that one.
How did you get out of that? Rucka is a man.
No, I have no problem with Rucka. My problem with it was him fighting the vulture and falling 20 stories and getting up and walking away. Punisher can't do that.
General, I would recommend that you check out Punisher Max.
Okay. I've heard very good things about that. Is he immortal there, too?
Well, he's very mortal.
Oh, okay.
Is this the current one?
Okay. After the Bullseye, pick it up after the Bullseye storyline ended.
Okay. I would say read the whole thing.
The Bullseye run was good as a trade.
I've been impressed the whole way through. It's been the same writer, the same artist the whole way through, and every storyline just gets better and better.
See, what he missed was when he was Frankencastle. That was really an LMD. And Nick Fury gave him some Infinity Formula.
I did want to ask a question about that.
That's actually twice it's happened. It's happened in New Avengers.
New Avengers, he gave the final dose to Mockingbird.
Yeah.
So how did he now again give the final dose to Bucky?
Well, was it the final dose?
Half the story was him showing him getting
the... I thought it was like a new formula that was a mixture of Super Soldier Serum.
But then why is this...
That's what they gave...
Bucky.
Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think that was Infinity Formula. It was a blend.
It was a blend.
It was a cocktail.
But that's my problem is now this seems to be the...
Superpower cocktail.
Here's how we can get out of this one.
Was it Mockingbird? Is that a real name? Or am I making that up?
Yeah, Mockingbird.
I don't know why. That just sounds
Hawkeye's woman.
No, he's with Spider Woman.
But no, yeah, because that's been played out in the book so well. Sorry.
But I thought when they gave it to Mockingbird, I remember them saying this is like, there's not a lot left.
Yeah.
I guess it's like Nick Fury's secret stash that he keeps. That's basically how they put it.
There was an implication in 7.1 that this is the end of it.
Oh, yeah. That's what they said.
He's not even worrying about it.
Dealing it out to everybody.
But sooner or later, you may get a sheet. So.
Okay.
You know. Here's my thing with that. With the Super Soldier Serum, apparently there's a little bit of it floating around. There's a little bit of this Infinity for me. Don't we have the technology to make more?
Yeah, but now we're going to get a super. Powered Bucky. Bucky can be Cap.
Give it to House. Let him spend a little time with it. We'll recreate the formula.
Okay. I gave him that a long time ago.
Moon Knight, go, Matt, because I haven't read any of it.
That is such a great book right now. And I hate Moon Knight. Like, I am not a Moon Knight fan. This is good.
See, I am, and they've botched the last two series, so that's why I didn't even try this
one. What I like about this as opposed to the last two is there's a lot of him worshipping the moon god and all that weird... They talk about that like it's ancillary that's how I get my powers, but it's more of a crime story. And basically the kingpin of LA is trying to rebuild Ultron, and Moon Knight captures the Ultron head, and we go from there. I mean, it's kind of an echoes there from the new Avengers, Daredevil.
Okay.
But and the cool thing is Bendis is writing this where he is a complete schizophrenic psycho. Like, he sits there and has conversations with himself, but it's him talking as Spider-Man, Captain America, and
Wolverine
in his head, like having a conversation between the three of them, and they argue over like what he should do, and then he goes and does it. I mean, it's just, I love it.
Moving on, we're on to Ghost Rider Cycle of Vengeance, reprinting three first appearances. I'm sitting here going, why would they come out with this? Ah, there's a movie coming out.
But that's a Fox movie. They shouldn't be doing that.
They're still tying in. Now, in Ghost Rider 8, wasn't Ghost Rider canceled?
They get something out of it then.
Or was it not? Because this doesn't say anything about it being over.
Yeah,
so
please cancel that.
It has not been well received.
There's something I want to go back to.
I'm sorry.
I just thought of this. Fantastic Four.
Oh, that was great.
This book is after the whole thing that they've been showing, the Human Torch.
Yeah.
And you can see that this new Fantastic Four book still has Spider-Man on it. That was another Secret Avenger, was Human Torch.
Okay.
It's the transition phase.
Wait, he's dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Human Torch? We never saw him die.
Now, here's another one of those artist cover interior things. Thunderbolts 168 and 169, where the interior art of 168 is doing the cover of 169, but not the cover of 168. It's just one of those confusing
things. Might be something to keep the books on time.
Maybe. It's just confusing to me.
Back to the Ghost Rider thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Real quick, and it's not even a Ghost Rider specific thing. Does anybody like this Rob Williams guy?
They're not liking this book.
I can't say anything I've read by him. He's done some fill-in stuff on The Ten where he just kind of carried the storyline. But anything I've read that he did on his own has been kind of, ugh. I just don't care for it. Hey, oh, that Iron Age was already.
Okay.
Is this I'm looking at the you. I
haven't read it yet.
But you like The Ten, and he wrote some The Ten stuff.
I'm not caught up on that. I'm waiting for the collected edition.
Yeah.
Does anybody know who the guy is here in the Metal of Thunderbolt?
That's
Hyde.
Oh,
yeah, and that's that troll girl at the bottom that nobody knows who she is. And,
oh, yeah, what's her name that showed up after Siege?
Is that, like, Viking Emma Frost?
Who is it?
The blonde? Is that Viking Emma Frost?
Oh, no, because they're going medieval on King Arthur and his court.
Yeah, that's Moonstone.
They're going medieval on their behind. Okay, Victor Von Doom number 3. I'm looking forward to that book.
Canceled.
What?
Canceled.
Oh, man. Okay.
Not even putting out the first issue.
Man.
We didn't have that scripted, by the way. That was just totally random humor.
We hadn't talked. And I just realized the cover's by someone else. That's why they had all the covers. And who's Becky Cluna?
Hey. Oh, yeah, that's a typo.
It's
supposed to be Becky Cluna, who's a very talented artist. I'm kind of hot.
Strike Force.
I took that's what you meant by talented.
There's a lot of talent in that book.
Yeah.
Okay, Strike Force. This is kind of interesting.
What is this book?
It's about these people that get powers, but by getting their powers, their life now, they know they are going to die in a set amount of time.
So they're mutants.
Well, no, but they're sacrificing themselves for the greater good. But it's interesting that they're coming out with the first issue. This came out in the 80s. So they're giving you a 99-cent first issue to see if you want to buy the trade that hasn't been solicited yet, but it's 12 issues, it's probably more than that.
It's in this book.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Thor, hey, look, another Thor miniseries. Stop. God, stop selling.
Does anybody care about
that? No, I sell one copy.
Wow.
Villains for Hire 2, actually technically 3, but...
But you know what's interesting about that? Something you don't see very often. Look at the writer.
Yeah, without Abnett, yeah.
Yeah, you usually see Dan and Andy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, maybe they had a falling out.
Andy does a lot of things on his own, like inking, but you're right. Yeah. He doesn't
Well, you know what he so does well. Write on his own?
What's that?
Is Warhammer
stuff,
books.
Yeah.
Oh. And a guy came in this weekend and had a book, bought a Warhammer book, and it said Lanning on it. I'm like, is that like Abnett and Lanning? And he's like, yeah, he writes all these. I'm like, it's crazy.
Okay, Wolverine the X-Men 4. Another artist change, which is disappointing. I really like Bochlo's art on number one. Not a huge fan of Mr. Bradshaw. So,
Bradshaw to me is like, he's average.
Well, it's very Art Adams, but I don't like the noses. There you go. The eyes are fine. Not a big fan of the faces. Everybody's like got a squished face.
And I think something we should remember to look at next month is how many of these are fill-ins.
Yeah.
As opposed to changes.
Right.
Oh, and that looks awesome.
Now we get the Brian Wood Wolverine book that they were talking about.
Oh, and I got a pimp.
Hey, pouches. Sorry.
I got a pimp a little Brian Wood right now. The Massive that he's writing. He tweeted over the weekend. I love writing this book because it reminds me of everything that was so cool about The Hunt for Red October. That makes me want to read a book like nobody's business. I'm just excited.
Yeah, look at Uncanny X-Men guest artist.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
A special one-shot issue of Uncanny X-Men on number 4. That's a little odd. Okay.
It's a filler.
Yeah, but just on number 4, so.
Brandon Peterson often draws a warlock. That may have been the origin.
Okay, because it's got the phalanx.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought of something. We're never going to find the time to mention Gorilla Bob. So, we might as well throw that in.
Throw it out there like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Uncanny X-Men 5. Now, was Greg Land do the first one? I can't remember. So, maybe we're spinning out of the events of Uncanny X-Force.
Well, look, it's Psylocke, so it has to be spinning. Although, she's running the police force or whatever.
Yeah. Wolverine 300. Like I was saying, wait, didn't we already have Wolverine 900? I'm very confused.
I like the cover. The normal one. The Kubert cover.
The Kubert cover. Yeah, it's kind of neat. I kind of enjoy it. It's got Aaron and Kubert on Wolverine. You got Andy Kubert doing action. Nice to see those guys back.
The last time Aaron and Kubert did a book was Astonishing Spider-Man and Wolverine, and that was a good story. Came out late.
I was going to say, did that ever come? Did that finish? I don't remember. That finished. Okay.
It was like 3 issues in 3 months, and then a year later, you got the last three.
Okay, great. X-Men, Gishler, so no one will buy that. No, Dokken.
I have to say, since I'm
a. Hey, who's doing the cover on Dokken, Joe?
Is it Giuseppe Camuncoli?
It could be.
And I have to say, as a Gishler hater, I read X-Men 20 over the weekend because it's a Regenesis book, and I picked it up today. It was that good.
Okay.
There's no vampires involved except Jubilee.
I forgot she was a vampire.
And I have to say, I have to go back now and start reading these old X-23s because I didn't realize Phil Noto was doing them, and I love me some Phil Noto.
And that's been a good story.
Hey, look, we got another point one. some hack doing the cover.
But he's a friend of the podcast.
Yeah, he's probably listening. Like, I'm never coming to that story.
He is the best signing you've ever had in this store.
You're right.
Let's get him back this year.
Until this Saturday when I have another signing with the writers of WZWA, the World Zombie Wrestling Association. We'll be here, so come on by. They're going to be doing sketches.
Where's that going
to
be at?
At Pittsburgh Comics. 1-4 on Saturday. Please come by. So, Uncanny.
His agent doesn't live a half hour anymore.
Uncanny X-Force, they're doing everything right now, so I hope they can continue it.
And I love the trial of Phantom X. That's what this is, the trial. Because he shot, what's his name in the head? Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Baby Apocalypse was like a 8-year-old kid or whatever. Yeah. They were all like, do we kill Apocalypse? He's evil, but he's only an 8-year-old kid. And Phantom X is like, boom! Done.
Sounds like
Phantom X. Was,
I mean, it was totally like, do we do it? Do we do it? He's like,
of course we
do. Too late now.
Okay, New Mutants, Astonishing X-Men. I don't know what's going on with Astonishing X-Men anymore.
So I picked up the last issue of that just to see what was going on.
You got it because of the cover.
I did get it for that cover, and it was a one-shot story, so it'll be interesting to see how it ties into Regenesis next time. Although, it doesn't have the banner.
Right. Because so I don't think... Is it? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Because, but here's interesting. The one before the last one, not the one with the hot Emma Frost cover, was solicited or was advertised as introducing a character key to Regenesis and blah, 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 blah.
Is that the one with them kissing?
No, that's this coming one. But that was the little Morlock, or the little brood kid that's running around Wolverine's school. Introduced in that last issue. So most of the time I go, this isn't continuity.
Right.
But then they introduced a character, and they brought Kitty Pryde got shot into space and came back in Uncanny.
Right.
You know, it's that...
Yeah, very confusing.
It's like selectively integrated with continuity. Like, when we feel like it.
Okay, Magneto Not a Hero started today. I didn't read it yet.
Reddit.
X-Club.
Reddit was pretty good.
Okay, X-Club. I mean, I like these guys. I like Dr. Nemesis, or Mr. What is it? Dr. Nemesis?
Dr. Nemesis. Dr. Nemesis.
I like him. I like the other guy who does the machines. So this could be interesting.
And it's Cy Spurrier. I mean, that's a good combination there. He's a Cy.
Hey, Cy, if you're listening, please finish Guttsville. Okay.
He's an Ellis
yeah.
disciple from England that likes his sci-fi stuff, so it's a good fit, I think.
X-Men Legacy. Hopefully people start reading this again.
I plan to start reading this again with the next
review. Although I do see the one that came out today, I actually kind of want to go back because it had Marvel Girl in it. And I've been wondering what happened to her since The Rise and Fall of the Shi'ar. So.
But this one is not a Regenesis tie-in. It's finishing the arc before. Right. So the next one's where Regenesis starts that.
Yeah. Ooh. Classic villain Exodus returns.
And that's an awesome cover with she looks really
like
just
that,
like smoking.
Mark Brooks.
I don't know. Isn't he the guy that does all the voices? Oh, that's Mel Brooks.
Okay. Generation Hope.
It's coming.
Oh, it is coming. Look at that.
There it is. It's right there.
Right in the back. X Factor. I do enjoy my X Factor. How do you say the artist on X Factor there, Joe? I'm at a loss.
I'm gonna go
with
Nick Bradshaw.
No.
Emanuela Lupacino.
Captain Gino.
Lupacino, it's like watch, a new coffee.
Hey, watch. Deadpool, another point one.
Watch these people like, and the call point one is before like, that the regular doesn't know how to pronounce my name. He's just saying things off the top of his head.
Yep, don't care about either of those books.
I thought you loved Deadpool.
No, I love Deadpool Max.
Oh.
And that's way more about David Latham and Kyle Baker than it is about Deadpool.
Yeah, great cover for the next one.
Because those guys are sick and twisted SOBs.
Scarlet 7? What?
When did 6 never came out yet, did it? Hey, Bendis promised
me... Hey, wait, where's it? Are they not soliciting an issue of Powers?
oh my god, that's awesome.
Bendis told me Powers and Scarlet in November of 2011. Because I asked him, he said in November, and I said of what year?
Oh.
No. it's a Aunt May Mini-Mate.
It is. It is an Ant-Man mini mat. That's timely. Death of Gene Wolfe. Okay.
Is that
the mini mates? Yeah.
Just like the newspaper with Jameson.
Yeah.
The guy in the back.
He should have a cigar.
That's the Sin Eater.
Yes.
No, the Shield Agent guy.
Well, you just throw a random Shield Agent that had absolutely nothing to do with the story. Sure, we'll just throw that in there.
I didn't know if he had a name.
No, it says what Shield Agent.
Okay.
Or maybe he did. I do apologize. I haven't read it in a while.
Is he like a red shirt?
Or and a short packed variant set with Aunt May and another Shield agent.
Are you serious?
You get two Shield agents.
Well, you can't have just one.
No, because
the second one's an LMD.
What kind of Shield would that be?
That is verbatim. What's very small one. Another
Shield agent. Wow, there's a book that nobody's going to buy.
Ultimate Comics Avengers by Mark Miller Omnibus.
No, the variant is the Aunt May. That's the problem. Oh. Aunt May's the variant.
Oh, come on.
If you're interested in the Ultimate Comics Avengers, we have all the trades in the half-off box.
Yeah, I don't know if 75... I don't know. That's a lot. That's... Yeah.
Especially since...
I gave up my whole collection here, didn't I?
That's what's in the half-off box.
Oh, no. No,
now, the next page is making me
this is even the Ultimates.
That's a cool
I thought this was going to be Ultimates 1 and 2.
No, no, this is Ultimate. This is the post-Ultimate.
This is the post-Ultimatum Avengers stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's kind of an omnibus?
Yes.
There was supposed to be an Ultimates omnibus. I think it already came out.
There is, yeah. There is. For the first three or first two.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of is the Ultimate, or the regular Fantastic Four by Mark Millar. That omnibus was never released.
Oh, okay.
I want this.
Yes, yeah. Now the Spider-Man Omnibus Volume 2, I'm taking one home.
Except for the dumb variant. Remember?
Yeah, I won't be, I'm just going to order the regular. Cause
you're not going to get the Romita Sr. variant?
No, I'm going to get the...
This is real.
No, the Romita Sr. is the original.
That's the variant, though.
No, the variant's the Ramos.
No, look at the bottom. The Amazing Spider-Man Omnibus hardcover Romita cover.
Well, I'll be ordering DM that only. One. Well, I'm not ordering the Ramos cover.
Yeah, we don't want the crap.
I'm ordering the Romita cover. Because that
the correct
39 is one of my all-time favorite covers.
Yeah, you're gonna have to pay shipping on a big old box of those.
Yeah, it's like...
Because right now you're at 3 plus 1 for the store.
He didn't even get the Green Goblin's purse, right? It's a satchel.
It
sure does look like a purse. Thank you, Alan.
Those are popular in Europe, but you wouldn't know anything about that. Yeah.
Indiana Jones carried one. Hey, another 90s series they're collecting into a big $100 hardcover. X-Men Fatal Attractions. I'll order one.
Any good?
I don't know. I wasn't reading that.
But, I mean, Scott Lobdell and Peter David.
And Jim DeMatteis and Joe Quesada and Fabian Nicieza and Larry Hama.
I like three
penciled
of those
by Various. I like that guy. Like he's good.
I like three of those.
That wasn't very good.
Larry Hama, man, he wrote G.I. Joe. He's what got me started in comics ever.
Wait, Fatal Attractions, was that? That was when Wolverine got his adamantium ripped out, wasn't it? I think so.
Yes. What was it?
Yes, it was Fatal Attractions.
So can I ask you another comic book perplexing question that always goes through my mind? We've seen Wolverine get destroyed to, like, dust.
Yeah.
The adamantium was an add-on. How comes it always comes back?
Well, because that's just still a... Well, not if he went down to
factor,
dust.
Because comic books.
His healing factor should not regenerate the adamantium.
When was he, like, destroyed to, like...
I don't know that he ever got... Yeah.
Usually he's destroyed down to the adamantium skeleton. Yeah.
But
that seems
like his
body...
Like, it was just his head that was still...
When he got the adamantium torn out, it was, like, put back by somebody else. Like, wasn't it put back by, like, Apocalypse?
This is up there with, you know, Odin and a frost giant going at it. and create Loki. So
okay, now
yeah, what's up with that?
X-Men mutant what?
Yeah, that threw me for a loop.
Odin, no, Odin's not his dad.
Loki is the son of Odin and a frost giant.
Yeah, I was thinking in the comics that they were actually that it was
Odin killed his father and took him in.
I thought they were half brothers.
Even in the book,
I don't think they're half brothers.
I thought they were half brothers.
Yeah, so. I was
Nick, where are you?
Because if you think about it, they're like midget movies. You know, like Odin and a frost giant.
Yeah,
I always said that. Thought they said that he was a half brother.
Yeah, it definitely said it in the movie, which is in continuity, but whatever.
Okay.
On a side note, Larry Hama originally conceived G.I. Joe to be a spinoff from S.H.I.E.L.D., where General Hawk was Nick Fury and Duke was Fury's son.
That's
awesome.
Awesome.
I'm not lying. That's
no, that is cool. I love it. I can totally see it.
But I have to say, that's not really a side note.
Well, we were talking about
Larry Hama.
This was a side note off of the topic of Thor and the Frost Giants.
Reader is the writer.
This X-Men hardcover threw me for a loop, Colin.
Threw you for a loop. Now, it would only be worth $50 for X-Men 1 through 7 reprints if they included all five covers. So.
Right. Well, you know, or if they did one of those like crazy artist editions or something. Yeah. But this is just recolored pages.
Yeah. This weekend, I think all five.
208 pages for $50 is ridiculous.
This weekend, you can get all seven issues at Pittsburgh Comics for $1.50.
No, actually, I don't think they're all in the quarter box, but it's certainly they are not hard to find issues.
Well, even with the back issue sale, they still might.
Oh, that could be. That could be. Spider-Man, Spider Island. No, I mean, this here, let's just compare for you guys. X-Men 208 pages for $50, where Spider Island 376 pages for $40.
With art by Giuseppe Camuncoli.
Right. So, now, does this include, this just includes this, wait a minute.
It says all the time.
Okay, there we go, yeah. Awesome. Okay. No, I looked at the end and saw it was through 665. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not the end. Okay, so it does include Spider-Man and Venom, which I think you'd have to read.
Oh, the prologues. From
Deadly Foes, Spotlight, and the Infested prologues. Okay, so that's pretty complete. Then
what happened to 661, guys? Huh? We're missing an issue in
that. That was a filler.
Well, those are the prologues. It says prologues. Yeah,
that was just little couple-page things from the back.
Those are those stupid J. Jonah Jameson stories at the end.
Okay, now we got some more of these premiere hardcovers that I'll be ordering for Matt.
Yo, Kane, baby.
Okay, Captain America. Cool. But my problem, I mean, they're already soliciting this. We're still waiting for issue 4, and this they're soliciting the hardcover of 1 through 5.
Well, that's alright. 5 will be out next month.
Daredevil, yay.
It's a nice looking cover. I know that's a great cover. That's a sweet, sweet cover.
Are you going to order either of those books?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these I'll order. I won't order all the hardcovers, but those I'll order. But, like, Alpha Flight, I probably won't order the hardcover.
These are 5 issues of $20 hardcovers.
That's okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. 5 issues for a hardcover at $20, yes. 5 issues for a paperback at $20, no. That's where my... And we'll get back to that later with regard to DC.
And this isn't even all of Alpha Flight. How lame is that?
Yeah, that's the half.
That's $20 for a .1 and 4 issues?
Yeah, so you're going to need to get... Yeah.
So then you have to buy another $20 hardcover to get 4 issues more.
Yeah. Now, I won't... I mean, if someone wants it, I'll certainly order it for them. But this is one I'm going to wait for the trade of... 1 through 8, because that's what they're going to do. Journey into Mystery, you know, probably I won't order that. The Sphere Itself hardcovers, I'm probably just going to wait for the paperbacks,
because you're
not getting a whole story. You know, you're just getting little bits and pieces that tie into something else.
I'm confused about Journey into Mystery.
Yeah?
Collecting Journey into Mystery 1952, 622 to 626.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's just...
I think it's because they continued the...
Yeah, that's just... Right, series. Right.
That Thor was...
We're like, this is showing Heroes for Hire 2011, showing, you know, it's not the previous Heroes for Hire series.
That Thor was relaunched like 2 years ago, 3 years ago with Straczynski, so shouldn't that be Journey into Mystery 2008?
Mm. Or Avengers 2010, so you know which version of Avengers.
Well, that's why I'm confused, is because I wouldn't think of that current Journey into Mystery as 1952.
Wait, that's where they picked up the numbering from, though, so technically it's the same volume. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
But then here, like, we were talking about the money. Ultimate Hawkeye, $299 issues
for
$20 is a little much. Well, at least the first one. Well, the first one might have been $399. I'm pretty sure the others were $299. Mm-hmm. Ghost Rider, Ultimate.
Money on that FF Hickman book. alternate Reed Richards try to take over the world, okay, just like every other story race.
Fear Itself Ghost Rider, probably not. A lot of these don't really need hardcovers.
Yes, I'm hating on Hickman.
That's something with the industry right now that's kind of bugging me. I don't want to read everything, and I don't really think everything deserves to get a hardcover.
Yeah.
It is, because I know it sells better for them, because they can sell a hardcover for 6 months and then come out with a trade paperback. But
Marvel doesn't even wait 6 months anymore, do they? It's about a month, about 2 months in between when they...
Wow.
Well, yeah, and some of these I'm ordering the hardcover before we even have all the issues that are going to be in the hardcover.
But I'm saying, like, usually...
Oh, for the trade?
Like 2 months after they solicit a hardcover. Yeah. Whereas DC a lot of times will wait. How long was that American Vampire hardcover?
But you know what? Here's the thing for them is it was still selling. So why stop selling a nicer version? Or not nicer, but I mean, it's a little nicer.
And you know, one book I thought was weird that they didn't have everything in, though, it seems like, is you're getting the point issues of Fear Itself, and they've already mentioned, you know, how many they're going to have in Fear Itself, and they should be in there, so...
With the 7.1 to
They're not. I don't know if they're going to be in the Fear Itself. It's not in here. I think that was solicited last month.
Yeah.
Strike Force Morituri. Cool. You know, I've never read it, so I'm kind of intrigued. $35 hardcover of reprinting old 80s stuff might be a little much, but
13 issues.
It is, but
300 pages. Not collected anywhere before.
That's true.
I don't know if that's in it. I just said it.
Red Skull. No, weird. Red Skull's not getting a hardcover.
And that book is awesome. Capital whatever.
Capital whatever.
Sweet. Oh, look. Daredevil by Brubaker and Mike Lark.
Yes.
Ultimate Collection.
Mm-hmm. 82 to 93. $30.
Hey, Marvel .12 trade paperback.
.12?
Well,
Second.
If you guys start reading the Red Hood stuff, you should be getting into it. Or the Red Skull.
Red Hood. What are you talking about?
Sorry, Red Skull. Red
what
Skull.
Previews guide are you looking at?
Hey, did you skip over Marvel First, the 70s?
I did.
What's up with that? I want that.
Okay.
It's just like a .1 book, only from the 70s.
No, it's just reprinting Origins. But no, that's... Yeah. Oh, I know. No, the 60s one did well. Hey, look at this. The 12 trade paperback, volume 1. apparently, this is going to be ending. And then we got some more trades. I don't know if there's anything too exciting.
Another Clone Saga book.
Yeah, I did.
A complete Ben
Riley. Look, Essential Marvel 2-in-1 with Batman. Sweet.
What?
Oh, right.
And then, thank goodness, we have a poster that doesn't have a name or an image.
Which one's that?
Well, let you know that there might be more than one.
The February poster?
Yeah, Marvel February poster, not final name / image.
Why not?
That is something that's...
Or is that going to be the poster? A red star. Woo!
Yeah.
What really annoyed me this month is all the TBA on variants.
And the variant, all just for you guys at home, all of the Venom variants are 1 in 50s. And I really rarely order 50 of any Marvels.
I may actually buy
that. Did they have two covers for the...
They did have previews? Two covers for the previews, yes.
Yeah, I was like, what book am
the
I
one
reading?
I sell for a much higher price than that.
I got that. Yeah.
I might actually buy that poster.
The Red Star?
The Libra Mayo.
The Bermejo. I did not see that in there until just now.
Oh.
That Cable variant poster's not bad either.
That whole Kirby Genesis thing is so...
I'm going to say she's not wearing ankle.
Okay, another Avengers.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what... Referencing, of course, the British Avengers.
Okay.
That
on to the big previews. Movie. We'll try to get through the front, at least the big publishers on this one.
That Ryan's excited about. Avengers by Morrison.
There we go. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
You know, I think it's interesting that he's doing some non-DC stuff, because he... Even all this non-mainstream DC stuff he was doing with Vertigo, so it's kind of cool to see him break out and do something for Boom, especially something like The Avengers, the old British TV show, which I would have never thought anyone would do anything with that.
It'll be a DC soon, Shane.
You can jump in.
I don't know how I feel about it.
You leaving, Giuseppe?
No, he's going to
A lot of Grant Morrison's stuff that he does outside of DC, you know, his not ongoing, his miniseries stuff reads better all at once. I find, so I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Did you read Kid Eternity?
No.
Ooh, I read that a long time ago.
That's awesome.
I read it too. I was curious what Ryan's thoughts were, because I thought it was interesting.
Alright, well, maybe I'll pick that up tonight at the fancy schmancy temperature set.
I don't know if we have the issues, but...
Maybe I won't pick it up.
I might.
We might.
The temperature is dropped dramatically.
Huh?
While you've been in here.
Did it turn in?
It's pretty warm on here.
Wasn't there a Jack the Ripper thing going on in that?
Below zero.
I don't remember.
Something
analogous.
Okay. Yeah, we'll start with Dark Horse, page 24, if you're following along at home. Lobster Johnson, The Burning Hand. Lobster Johnson, all the Hellboy stuff sells about the same to the same people. I mean, I wish more people got into it, but they don't, and that's okay.
I've heard some good things.
Matt's going to read this one only because of the artist, and you got me on that one. I don't know creation. Same guy who did Who's Jake Ellis?
I'm going to read what because of who?
This Lobster Johnson.
I'm not reading this.
Okay. BPRD.
The Burning Hand is something you get when you're not very clean.
Hey, now. Angel and Faith and Buffy, steady sellers. House of Night number one came out today for $1, so I haven't had a chance to look at it, but I'm going to...
You know why I can't get into Hellboy? Because those movies were so awful.
Just don't think about it.
Yeah, the comics are totally different.
I know, but I just...
I've heard.
The Strain and the Occultist.
Can't add into it.
Creepy sells well.
It seems like they're doing a lot of horror this
month.
Stranger than Doctor Strange.
This is interesting. The Monster Men and Other Scary Stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Way ahead of us.
Darkness. Yeah. Well, I'm just... We got to go, man.
Page 34.
Orchid.
Orchid I bought...
And then you get into weird stuff like Dark Matter. I don't know. Is it a video game tie-in? Mm-hmm. They do a lot of those.
Not
so.
Familiar with that if it's a video game tie-in.
But a Star... Yeah, so we got... And then we get into the Star Wars, which sells very well.
You know, I tried to get into that. This Crimson Empire series. First issue did not live up to what I remember from the original Crimson Empire.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Complete Terminal Sitter. I know a lot of people really like this, so... I'm zooming, man. I am zooming. 46. Mighty Samson. I don't know what's going on with that. Conan sells well. What?
What does the movie come out for Conan?
Mighty Samson? Yeah, no, I just mean the book, because it's the Valiant stuff. It's all over the place.
Oh, it
is? But Conan sells well pretty much to the same people.
I'm actually tempted to buy that Conan book.
And oh my god, wait a minute. Are you going to buy Dark Horse Presents number 8, Matt? I think you are.
There is a good chance I might. No. Why am I going to buy it?
Brian Wood's The Massive Debut.
Yes, I am, definitely. And there's a Howard Chicken story.
There's a Neil Adams story as well.
What?
10, 20 years
what?
Ago. What? Yeah. About that.
All for $7.99? What a bargain.
At Pittsburgh Comics.
You know.
And then here's...
Time out. We give Marvel all kinds of boo crap because they put out a book. Yeah, never mind. That's 80 pages.
What was your argument going to be before you just
so
decided
we put out
not
a 42-page book for $6, and everybody whines because it's a bunch of small stories, and this is 80 pages for $8.
Right, but this is an ongoing anthology, not a one-shot leading into something else. This is all not self-contained, but...
DC kind of does the same thing with their DC Presents stuff, which apparently have disappeared after... I don't think they had any of this.
There's not a lot in this one.
I don't think they had any of the DC Presents.
Anyway, The Immortal... I might buy The Dark Side of Soy Sauce just because it's funny.
Well, no, it's not The Dark Side of Soy Sauce. It's Usagi Yojimbo.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Is he a spinoff of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or...
No.
My brain?
No.
Okay. I'm not a child of the 80s. So.
No. How about Africa, the hardcover?
Now, here's one of those things. Now, they're saying this is, you know, Belgian comic for the first time, but it's 64 pages for $16.
Hmm.
It just seems a lot for not a lot. And, you know, I don't know.
From something nobody knows anything
about. Now, X-Cop, I'll order plenty, because that one sells really, really well.
Got a Tyrannosaurus, Gatling guns for arms, I'm in.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Bunny in the Moon, kind of a phallic cover.
Well, it's Tara McPherson, not that it's phallic, but it's an art book that you all get in.
Does anybody disagree with that statement? Exactly.
Wait, okay, hang on. Whoa. Bunny in the Moon. Forward by Morgan Spurlock. That's the guy that did Supersize Me.
Yes, it is.
Wow. It says it right next to it.
Yeah, it does, right there.
Oh, well, I wasn't looking at that.
Hey, and Tara's work has been featured in Vanity Fair, New York Times, and Juxtapose.
Well, maybe he's friends with her or something.
Could be. Okay, on to DC. Well, no, not there's two pages. I wasn't jumping that far out.
That was a whole lot of pages to me.
It's like four. Whatever.
No, a lot of these are starting to wrap up, which is cool. One thing I wanted to mention, DC announced their trade paperback plans for these, which I thought was pretty cool. A lot of them, most of them are going to be 6 or 7 issues, and in the paperback are going to be $14.99. I think the eight issue ones are going to be $16.99.
In paperback or hardcover?
In paperback. Oh. And I think, and now some of them are going to be in hardcover, and the hardcovers are going to be a little more. Mm-hmm. But
they
I think
were
that's
still reasonable. They were oh,
they're $22.99 and stuff. And yeah. I think that's brilliant because I will be able to order in multiple copies. Here, you want to try this. Here's a great thing. It's $15. Where, as I was talking with Matt earlier, and I was just grabbing random Marvel graphic novels off the shelf, and most of them are $20. So it's just nice seeing them coming in with a lower price point to make it a little bit easier to, you know, get in someone's hand. Because
you might want to wipe that brown stuff off.
No, I'm just saying it's easier to hand somebody a $15 trade than a $20 trade. That's all.
I just think it's interesting that they're doing a trade for every series. There's like a cavalcade of trades coming out that those couple months. It's ridiculous.
Let's talk about Jim Lee's Aquaman here.
You mean it's very, Justice League number 5?
Yeah, it's very Romita Jr. looking.
Yeah, with the scratchy. Yeah, with the scratchy. Yeah.
Aquaman suit.
And I mean, I'm sure. Hopefully, it's part of the story. But why is Cyborg holding the American flag?
Also, no fun.
This is very patriotic.
Hey, look at
you can only fit. It's you know, it's one color.
I know.
Or maybe they're dead.
I like the sun thing going on with Hal Jordan back there.
It's a Morningstar.
I thought a Morningstar was just one.
Well. The idea is the ball.
A bunch. It's a mace.
Sorry, I'm not a medieval weapons expert.
There you go. But yeah, so
it's a what?
Mace. Morning stars.
Oh, okay.
With a Z. Because Hal Jordan's got skills.
Aquaman number 5, they're putting Aquaman way out in the desert, which I think is hilarious because there's an old Silver Age Superman cover with Superman. And Jimmy Olsen and Aquaman are both dying of thirst in the desert, and Superman is slowly pouring out a pitcher of water, saying, whichever one of you gets to me first gets the whole pitcher. So maybe we'll get some of that.
Who's this bad guy in the JLI book? Is that a...
He's Blackus.
A lot of these are new.
Is that Blackus?
Galactus?
It's like,
it says Parexus, so I don't know who it is.
So it's like...
He has kind of a dark side.
From the end of Justice... Or, yeah,
it's Galactus from the Crotia?
From the end of International Number 2, he basically seems kind of like General Kirby Galactic Villain.
Okay. Now, one thing that's different, you guys won't notice this, but I know, a lot of these are getting variant covers. No, variant covers.
I thought they said they're only doing that.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are starting to see that. But yeah, like Aquaman has a variant, Wonder Woman has a variant.
But I've also noticed there's a lot of variants.
Flash has one.
We're starting to get into the changes of the creative teams. Yeah,
like
number 5.
Like, if you notice, Wonder Woman's the first one I noticed.
Yeah.
No, Tony Aikens.
So I'm curious, like, the Aquaman, this is something I don't remember. It says Ivan Reese and Joe Plato. Has it always said that?
Yes.
Like, is that...
Yeah, I think Joe's more the inker.
Is that the penciler and the inker? Because I couldn't tell if that was what they've been saying. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
But I like the... I love that Chang cover to Wonder Woman number 5.
Pretty cool.
And I want that variant. I'm sure that won't be a problem.
And Green Arrow, we're getting the new team. We might have had it last issue. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
So, and then, like, DC Universe Presents is wrapping up in number 5. So some of these are finishing.
That's what I thought was interesting about the trade preview for DC Universe Presents, was that it also listed Dan DiDio and Jerry Ordway as writers, because it's going to do DC Universe numbers 1 through 8.
Okay, so they're going to be, next.
Do we know who the next arc is?
Not yet, no. We will next month.
We will in a couple weeks.
Well, whenever the next book comes out. So, Andy Kubert taking over on Action number 5.
I'm good with that.
I have no problem with that, as long as the eyes point in the same direction.
Who's drawing it now, Rags Morales?
Yes.
And I love Rags. The only thing I don't is just... my eye issues.
Well, so this is a question to me. Is this a filler or is this a change?
No, he's taking over. Or it might be a filler. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I don't remember.
I'm just curious.
Yeah,
I think
this
is the last Action Comics issue before the backup story kicks in.
Okay.
You know what else I've noticed? Mm-hmm. A lot more books are shipping with combo packs. How are you going to order that?
They did. Yeah, they did mention that. Well,
and it's not just Justice League. It's action, Batman, Batman.
Yeah.
Green Lantern.
Yeah. I mean, I'll order a few and see how it goes.
It seemed like all the big titles had the combo packs coming with them.
Superman that I'm liking. Superboy. Supergirl.
Yeah.
Batman. Now, Batman, it does say a combo pack. But Batman, that's been really good.
I like Supergirl and Batgirl. I haven't seen Capullo yet. You know, I hate to say it, Capullo's art is not all that great. It's passable. It's okay.
He's no Tony Daniel.
Hey, no.
I like Tony Daniel's art.
I like both of them. I like whoever, was it Frank Avellia and who drew the other stuff? Jock is great. Yeah.
They've been playing the Penguin up a lot lately with his own book. And
Are you guys reading that Penguin Prejudice? Oh, that's good. It's Greg Hurwitz. He's a great.
But I really wish DC would just decide what the Penguin's going to look like. Because he either looks like this, like Danny DeVito looking, you know, from Batman Returns look, or he looks like really sophisticated and just kind of a short guy with gloves and a top hat, you know. So I can never pick which, you know, what he is. Is he some sort of monster or what is he?
He's my least favorite villain. Yeah. But his single that's going on is fantastic.
Yeah. I think he's just a short fat guy and they just draw him to
film. Yeah. I like him.
Sometimes they give him like really short teeth and then other times he does that with a bird fetish.
It's a style thing.
Yeah. Okay, another change. Batman Dark Knight, no longer written by Finch. Now he's just Paul Jenkins.
Finch in a while. They just aren't telling you.
And Batman Odyssey. Batwing, Adams, Ben Oliver higher. Back on Batwing. I think he was off for the last issue. Ben Oliver, who I really like his insides.
It's very unique style.
It is. Yeah, and somebody was saying, oh, it looks Photoshop. I'm like, you know, it might be, but it's different from anything I've seen.
My butt because I knew who it was.
Okay. I'm not kissing your butt. Batman 5, after this is very interesting, especially after you read number 3.
Batman and Robin.
Yeah. Very, very interesting.
That's
the bad guy.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Burgess Prey, you didn't like number 2, I read it.
His name is Nobody.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It's good enough for me to come on to the number 3.
Okay. Yeah, it was just weird, that's all. Batwoman 5, that cover just is unbelievable.
And J.H. Williams is also selling original art on his website, if you guys are curious.
Yeah, if you have a lot of money.
It's like half pages from Batwoman where Reader did the bottom half for like $500.
If I want to take another college loan to pay for it.
Yeah, sure. Some of his covers are like $2,000.
But the art in that book is amazing.
That cover is like, what?
Okay, Batgirl, Red Hood, and the Outlaws.
I'm really thrown by Starfire's hair. It looks like it's like melting all over the place.
That's because he's having an acid trip. He just changed drugs.
Oh, okay. I'll go with that.
Okay, no. Huntress.
That Huntress mini was good too. Okay. The first issue. I don't read the second.
Catwoman. I've enjoyed Catwoman for all the controversy.
Number 2 was great.
Two was awesome.
Nightwing. I've been liking
something I saw in the screen. Really, Gillen that's March really has an art book.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
For
cool.
like $15.
I think it's listed in here.
Yeah, it's in here. I marked it to something I want to order.
Think about that.
But it's only $15. Because I'm like, I like it, but he's not that great. And I'm like. 80 pages for
great.
$15. Yeah, why not?
You can draw Catwoman and Poison Ivy all at once.
Yeah.
This cover's really thrown me off of Nightwing, but it's been good.
So. Yeah, it's been good. Green Lantern, this says it's the conclusion, so interesting. Yeah.
Wow, he beat himself. He didn't get to see
Jeff Johns doesn't ever have a conclusion.
No, but just to this particular storyline, which is interesting. Green Lantern
and
Core.
Both green.
And this one here is the best, I think, Green Lantern.
And now Green Lantern New Guardians is getting a variant cover.
It's New Guardians.
This one,
Red Lanterns has not been that well received.
It's because it sucks. Sorry.
I'm excited about this shade. I forgot to look to see who was doing the last one because somebody different is doing each issue. Like this one's Darwin Cook. I know Jill Thompson's doing one.
Yeah, Amanda Conner.
I thought every three was going to be different.
Okay, maybe it could be.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Their own book?
But I mean, Darwin Cook, that's awesome.
The cat.
That I don't know if you guys read Shade Number 1, but if somebody has never read Starman, it is a good book. It was good. I had no trouble picking up and reading it.
Perhaps.
Okay, and Justice League Dark, and then with the ever-famous, one of these heroes will not make it out alive.
We'll live with that.
Awesome. I bet it's Dead Man.
He's already made it out alive.
I don't know. Maybe.
Swamp Thing was great last
month. Man, Swamp Thing has been so good.
And
so good.
The thing I thought, or the thing I thought
Suck
was
it,
about,
you didn't read it.
Swamp Thing number 3 that came out last week, which I thought was great, is I didn't even notice until I got to the end credits that there were two artists.
Yeah, somebody else did that young story. No,
I
didn't fit.
Yeah,
it
I thought that was weird. Yeah, I didn't see it until the end.
I think he must be Yannick Paquette's clone or something.
Okay, cover for Animal Man 5. Woo, extreme! But been very good, but... Yeah, that was, I remember.
He's always looked like that.
Yeah.
How has that not been a Vertigo book?
Yeah, well, it's a Vertigo book.
Well, it technically.
Yeah.
When Morrison wrote it, it wasn't, and then after his run, they were like, okay, this needs to be a Vertigo book. Yeah. And all the issues after his run was Vertigo.
Yeah, but that one. Yeah.
I think they sell his as Vertigo, too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
even though it wasn't when it came out.
The trades are labeled as such, yeah.
Okay. Frankenstein, Agent of Shade, yes. Crossing over with Omega.
Crossover.
These are the
things that
make me want to continue.
Because we want to sell more.
Yeah.
Throw out as much as we can.
Yeah. But and a J.G. Jones cover. I mean,
awesome.
Where's
he
that's
been
great.
Lately?
He's just doing covers.
He's
been doing them.
For Frankenstein.
Yeah, he's done all the Frankenstein covers. I, Vampire, really like him. Resurrection Man, the last one, number 2, picked up
you
for me.
You know what else is in this book about I, Vampire? Is the House of Mystery trade collecting... All the original Avengers.
Yes, I did see that. Yeah,
now, you said Resurrection Man picked up for you.
Yeah,
I
like number 2.
With the Angels and Demons kind of stuff. With that?
It is, but there's these two girls, the body doubles coming after him, and it's exploring a little bit more. He doesn't know who he is.
Okay.
And he's trying to find his dad, and found out his dad's dead, and he's trying to find out more about himself. It added a lot from the first one that I liked.
Can we get Paul Cornell off Stormwatch?
I liked number 3.
I didn't read 2.
Oh, number 2 was not good. Number 3 I really liked. And this is showing me that number 4 I'm going to like and number 5 I'm going to like. Because basically it's the sword guy against Midnighter.
Well, that would be interesting.
So I think that...
Is that his real name, the sword guy?
No, I forget what they call him.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Because that's who Marvel... That Marvel has that swordsman guy.
Right. Well, it's something else. He's a new character, so...
The mysterious horn from Superman number 1's coming back. Crossover.
That should be our crossover
The Stormwatch horn.
Sound you need a sound horn of gun.
Grifter... I didn't dig number 2.
I like number 2.
And I haven't read number 2 of Deathstroke yet, but...
Kyle Higgins is a sick SOB for the way he figures out how to kill people. I love that book.
Okay. Suicide Squad, I really like number 2, so I'm looking forward to number 3. I think just came out today.
That's one I might start picking up.
And Voodoo number 2 I thought was very good.
This is one of my new favorite series.
Yeah.
It's really good.
After all the, you know, the hoopla, oh, it's a stripper, yada, yada. Number 2 I thought was really
was
good.
Was she still a stripper number 2?
Oh, right.
Great. Nothing to do with
the I didn't even realize. Look at the two covers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the
Frankenstein cover and the Olmec cover. Awesome.
Because it's a crossover.
It is, but that's a perfect crossover. That's fine. Those are good.
A little different than the last
one. Those are good.
I'm sorry, Adam. We don't have I'm going to download one of those soundboard apps for my iPhone.
There we go.
So for next week, we can
just hit stuff.
Okay. We'll be like your morning trick.
I like that Blackhawk cover.
Why would you like that?
Because what's her name? Showing off some badonkadonk.
We need a sound for that on the soundboard as well.
Is this the last issue of Men of War that Ivan Brandon's writing? I heard he was leaving.
I heard he's leaving. I don't know which number it's going to be, though.
You know, I don't normally like Ivan Brandon, but I like this book.
I thought you didn't like this book.
No, he likes this book.
Men of War is my favorite relaunch book.
Okay, you were just upset about the capes in the first issue.
Yes, that was the only problem I had with it. I got over it.
Thunder Agents, All-Star Western, which I
love
had, yes.
Book.
They're in the Batcave!
Yes.
That's just
very
cave
cool.
That's bad.
Don't ruin this for me.
Okay, The Ray, a miniseries.
Oh,
wait,
there's
that one. Grand Palmiotti, and I think Palmiotti was one of the original guys on The Ray, so.
Who is this dude?
Oh, the Ray? He's light-powered guy.
The original Ray was
Oh, this is
else.
A new
this
one.
This is like
yeah.
a reinvented kind of Ray, but yeah, he has solar powers.
You know, I was going to ask us about Teen Titans.
Yeah.
No,
I really like Teen Titans, too, and I did not go into this thinking I was going to like it. I really liked it.
But who is Danny?
Danny
is who Kid Flash is talking to in his prison cell.
I think
right.
And then he just disappears.
That's a new character called Bunker that they were talking about.
Oh, is that who that is?
I believe it's Bunker.
The X-Men?
Stop.
Danny Trejo.
But no, I'm liking that, and I like how they're tying it in with Superboy. But they're still separate.
Is this the new Flash? Could Flash cost them?
Yeah, it could be.
It looks like he stole one of Red Robin's costumes because this looks exactly like
which book?
Maybe it is.
Well, you know, I was actually questioning covers today.
Where there's no lightning bolt.
Yeah, on right there. He has lightning bolt instead of the R.
Yeah,
on his left.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The first issue of Batman and Robin, the cover of it, had Damian with a cape that had feathers.
Yeah, it had points.
And
on
they haven't done anything with that. I was a little curious about that. Because I was hoping for that. I thought that looked kind of cool.
It's cool
for
you. Okay, Static Shock. Blue Beetle, I haven't finished. I haven't kept reading. Hawk and Dove, I haven't kept up with. Agent Lost, I haven't kept up with. I have to say, Legion Secret Origin number one, I thought was really good. And I'm not a Legion guy, but I really liked it. I think it gave a lot of the history. It's what Legion number one should have been.
Was it more of an info dump?
No.
It was actually like...
Yeah, I thought I liked it. I thought it was good.
Number one battle already.
Every time I hear that United Planets, I think of that song about Captain Kirk because he was in the United Federation of Planets.
Okay, Black Glove Deluxe Edition, which looks like it's the first two trades, Batman and Son and Black Glove.
I have the first two.
So that's cool, though. Year one, new printing. Why are you yelling at us?
I'm yelling at them, not you.
Come on, stop talking.
I was yelling at the sidebar.
So anyway.
Batman versus Bane, which is good because I know some of those books are hard to find. Gates of Gotham trade. I think I'll...
That looks awesome.
Annual thing, too.
Yeah, and $15.
That's sweet. That's a good price.
It looks like it's going to be like all day long. It's going to look like an old hardcover, an old hardback book.
That's what the covers look like for the...
Yeah, all the issues.
For the issues. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Batman Bane.
It actually looks like it, though.
I've never read it, so...
I think it's, let's see, what's it say?
He's a sucker in Arkham City.
Oh, there is a, see, DC Comics Presents, but it's not when you want.
Cause right,
it's, exactly. But it's basically reprinting the Vertigo issues.
Yes.
But you said it's cool. But you said you're going to get a bunch of Batman.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, that's one that I'll be able to sell lots and lots of. Yes, hotcakes. Hey, baby.
That's the title of this podcast.
I bet pancakes.
Oh, yes. Hawk and Dove, Ghosts and Demons, the original Liefeld run on it, so... We can compare.
Well, at least he's consistent on his wing design.
This showcase intrigues me. This Young Love Volume 1. Only because, you know, I've heard about this stuff for years, but I'd never actually seen any of these old romance comics. And you got a Gene Colan one in there, too.
So. John Romita, Gene Colan. Yeah, Don Henley.
Yeah. Mike Sikowski.
John Romita?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, art by John Romita in that Young Love book. Yeah, interesting.
Okay, Superman the Black Ring. I'm a little disappointed only because... I wish they had combined those two books into one.
Yes.
I think that would have been a better idea instead of two.
My opinion, the Black Ring story was the only good Superman in the last 4 years.
So that I was kind of hoping for one big one. Because they seem to have been doing a lot of that. Like
pre-relaunch.
No, I know. I was trying to think other stories.
But, okay. But like All-Star Superman, they combined the two into one. So I'm a little strained. I find it odd that they'd be doing this with having two thin number ones when they kind of naturally would have been one big one.
I think what they do now is they pump the people who are impatient to get $30.
Yeah, but they did that with the hardcovers already. Yeah. We've already had the two individual hardcovers. So.
But they did like Sinestro Cold War. They did two trades and then found it later.
Right. But I don't know if this... Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
iVampire reprinting the original stuff, which is cool.
I'll be ordering that. Joe Kubert art.
James May is ready.
And it's Ernie Colan, not Gene Colan. Or Cologne.
Jim Aparo, also.
Legion, yeah.
Zombie Train Paperback.
Yeah, Zombie was fun. I enjoyed that.
It's a cool book.
Yeah, you hush yourself.
But like you're saying with the Wonder Woman Odyssey volume 2, so many of those stories, I know they're supposed to be 12-issue stories, but breaking them in half for trade is kind of...
Right, well, now this is the hardcover, so that's fine. Two separate hardcovers, then one big trade, I think, might make more sense.
I guess even then the hardcovers just still seem thin to me if they're only doing like 6 or 8
issues.
What?
So save your money. But...
Okay, now we get the Wildstorm books, Endonation, Diablo, Supernatural, Uncharted, some video game and TV properties. Johnny DC, selling good.
Hey, that Batman Brave and the Bold this week, Scott Snyder was hyping it up because it has all the Robins, and he said it's a great issue.
Okay, I've sold it a bunch of them. I'm probably going to have to reorder it. Gone to America, I'll order it mostly because of Colleen Duran, who I like a lot as a person.
You like her art?
Yeah, but I
a lot of talent on that issue.
Yeah.
let's see. The American Vampire.
American Vampire still doing good. iZombie. Next iZombie trade.
iZombie rocks.
Still going.
That Rat Catcher's got me a little. Oh, that's just the trade. That's
the hardcover cool. already came out. But yeah, the cover is Bermejo, but it's Diggle. Unwritten and 3.5. I know you were talking about that.
Why are they doing that? Only that series is doing that. It's been doing it for months now.
I hope it's just Mike Carey trying to be
funny. I think I think it's an off story.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think it's a story that doesn't tie in with the main one that he wanted to tell.
That makes sense. That's kind of cool.
I've been Swamp loving Thing. Their covers lately.
Swamp Thing Bust. It's a re-solicit. I already ordered one for myself, so I guess I have to order it again.
Designed by Gary Frank. That's why it's awesome.
Yeah.
See, that one doesn't do anything for me.
Superman Legion of Superheroes.
That black and white's awful.
Yeah, I didn't order it the first time. Yeah. I mean, nothing against Sergio, but it's not a $90 item.
I have no idea what this Wonder Woman Superman looks like, but I have the full-size version of this that came out, and it's gorgeous. But it's from right around when she killed Max Lord.
Oh, well, that's from Sacrifice. Yes.
Yeah. But that statue, I had the full size. I have no idea what the mini looks like. The full size is great.
That's cool.
Ginormous Catwoman.
Doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, another 325.
Yeah.
I can't get into statues. I don't know how you guys get into statues. But...
Well, they're fun.
Well, it's like crack. Well, that's the first one. The discount. Right. You have to have the
set.
That's
what we've always said.
Yeah.
So you're going to knock me out in the back alley and make me buy a statue and I'll be hooked for life.
There you go. Okay.
Colin pulled this whole, just buy these Iron Man busts. You don't have to buy anything else. Just get these two sets of busts that you have all the armor.
Right.
Yeah, $5,000 later I got two rooms full of statues.
What?
And I paid Colin's rent for 3 months.
No, $5,000 wouldn't cover my rent for 3 months. Okay. Okay, moving on. We'll get to IDW and stop laughing. Okay. Infestation number volume 2, number 1. I gotta say, Infestation did not do anything here.
But this is the all-new Infestation.
Right, with turtles. This one we're adding turtles. And it's tattoo month, so ask me about it later. I don't know what that means. I did look, like, they're showing some hand-drawn sketch covers and stuff. Pricey, like 1 in 200s and more. So, a couple new Transformers books. This is one of those things that IDW drives me nuts. A lot of times they won't tell us if it's an ongoing or a 1 in 4. So, like both of these, I don't know if they're one shots, if they're new ongoings. It's just confusing. But so we got a couple new Transformers books here. More G.I. Joe. I know the guys like G.I. Joe. And I did read something very funny about on this Cobra annual. It's blacked out because they don't want you to know who the Cobra commander or something is, but it looks like the guy's using hand puppets. And I didn't realize it, but when I saw that, I'm like, yeah, that is hilarious. It's like, you know,
if the book was about that, I'd buy
it. Yeah, but it definitely looks like he has two hand puppets.
Like
but sadly, we already know who it is.
Well, it's all redacted. So
they made a reference.
Don't ruin it. Once for everybody. Mm-hmm. Now, also, there's a new artist on the caricatures, and so last month I think we had photos. This month we have some, and there's more people now. So it's very fun and exciting.
That cover to the G.I. Joe number 9 is awful.
Yeah. So G.I. Joe sells well. True Blood has been decreasing, I must say.
You read True Blood? I picture you as a vampire glitter guy.
I can't stop watching or reading True Blood. True Blood, I'm all about it. I haven't read the books, though. I don't read the books.
You read Twilight?
No.
Oh, okay.
Danger Girl's exciting, except for that Campbell's not doing it. He's just doing the covers. So I don't know who Chris Madden is. Again, here's a situation.
Madden's kid.
Here's a situation where I know what Danger Girl looks like. I don't know what Danger Girl drawn by Chris Madden looks like. So I'm a little... I want it to be good, but I can't really order it. Like,
aren't you buddies with Dirk?
Not buddies. I know. I mean, I've spoken to him. Yeah. This Heroica Womanthology has gotten a lot of play up on, I know, on Twitter. So I definitely will probably be ordering a couple of these just to be nice to the ladies.
I'm going to be asking for one of those.
swallowed a couple more then.
Because you're trying to be nice to the ladies.
But yes.
No, because there's a lot of interesting creators behind it.
Now, interesting, page 154, for Memorial, we have Ted Adams, owner of IDW, making an appearance.
He looks like Bruce Wayne.
He doesn't look like Bruce Wayne in person. And then just some more IDW stuff. Interesting, Magic the Gathering 2 with a special magic card. So,
Ooh, it's 1997 again, baby.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't know how to order it, so I ordered probably a little more than I probably should have, just hoping
Next
the magic
month,
guys would want it.
Foil and chromium covers with a poly bag and card.
Nay, this isn't Marvel.
Nick's gonna have to buy 17 of them.
Yeah.
You know, there is some sort of competition for Star Trek number 5. If you write them and tell them why I am the best.
Why you're
you
the best.
Could yes, in 300 words or less, tell us why your retailer is the best. You can be on a cover of Star Trek, and
because,
so could I.
Because he hosts our podcast.
There we go. Right. Well, you got to write to them.
He gives us free shiznizzle.
There you go. Yeah. So write to them because see, then really
could be
cool.
Anything.
We'd both be on the cover of a Star Wars. I think that's pretty cool.
Star Trek,
sorry.
I feel Star Wars.
He just said, like, oh, he gives us $5 a week to shop in his store.
Yeah. Colin, I couldn't help but notice you skipped over Turtles.
Do you not like Turtles?
He's a hater.
Turtles is selling great.
I like it. You know,
it's selling well.
I kind of forgot after I read the first issue. I liked the first issue, and then I forgot that the other ones came out, and I grabbed 2 and 3 the other day.
Okay.
And they're really good.
Well, good.
I'm very excited about it. I like them a lot.
Good. Doctor Who. Matt's going to have to start buying Doctor Who, which makes me laugh.
I am not going to be buying Doctor Who.
Look who's writing it.
I don't care.
It's your friend.
Oh, it's your buddy. Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast. If we ever get our act together, he'll call in.
Best friend.
Just saying.
And then just some more IDW stuff.
I didn't even see it.
And then the big pockbot that Matt wants.
Tales of Mystery?
Yeah, that Pop-Bot, man.
Look at this big slipcase, 11 by 14. It's huge.
And it's $150.
Yeah, but it's 400 pages.
It's 11 by 14 also.
Yeah, but, I mean...
Slipcased. It's huge.
How many naked Ashley Wood women can I look at?
That's a question only you can answer.
Depends on how many fit on 424 pages.
There you go.
But, I mean, I already have, like, 60 nudes,
some
or 48 nudes, and 96 more nudes, and... I don't know. I'm up in the wood there on that one. Colin, okay. That would make an excellent Christmas gift for your favorite employee.
Oh, would it? I don't think it'll be in time. Sorry.
My birthday is shortly after Christmas. Just saying.
That's nice.
Valentine's Day.
Now, on to Image. Yes, very interesting. Fatale by Brubaker and Phillips, which I don't understand. Why is this at Image when Marvel has its Icon imprint, which is basically for the creator-owned stuff for them to do whatever they want?
Maybe they didn't want it.
That's does this tie into the criminal?
I just found it.
This is a noir horror story, whereas I think criminals.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's here. I'm intrigued, and I'd like to know the story.
That looks cool.
Yeah, but it's just the same guys that have done Incognito and Criminal.
You know, something else I saw interesting on Brubaker's Twitter feed was somebody was complaining to him about why his books are $3.99. He said, I have zero control over my prices except my creator-owned stuff, which is $3.50 for 32 pages of story, which I thought was kind of interesting because we've all wondered.
Yeah.
This looks awesome.
Yeah.
Apparently Image's 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
1992 to 2012 up here in the left-hand corner.
Look at that.
And everything.
It does kind of make you think, why is it there? Why is it an Image?
Yeah, I'm very intrigued by that.
Maybe Icon didn't want it. I mean, maybe they have such great titles like Superior and Brilliant.
It's creator-owned. I don't know. I don't know, and I'm sure we'll never find out. But Prophet, interesting. This little prequel I found interesting, other than the guy vomiting, which is really fun.
You know what it reminds
me
of is the... Remember in Gen Hope when I went to look for the guy in Japan, the art dude? It's like him becoming a Red Lantern.
Oh, okay.
Like
this Prophet book you're talking about?
Yeah, because it's like all this big brown blob of vomit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Whispers. Very excited. I like the Luna Brothers.
Oh, did you see who the variant cover is for Prophet? Rob Liefeld.
Sweet. But Whispers by Joshua Luna. Wondering what happened to his brother. And I noticed the art is much different than the typical Luna Brothers stuff. Much more defined, where the regular Luna Brothers is very simple and clean. So, but I really like the Luna Brothers, so I'm definitely going to be interested in this.
If you guys want to read good Luna Brothers, check out Ultra.
Ultra was fantastic. Sword was good. Sword. Girls wasn't as good. Sword was very good. Really, really good, actually. I forgot how good I liked the ending.
Is it just kind of like fantasy type
and
stuff?
And then... No.
Sci-fi? No.
Sword is, Sword is a story of four siblings that are gods that have elemental gods.
Yeah.
They kind of get separated at birth, and there's a guy that could stand up to them.
They created a sword
that could kill the gods.
And this one guy got it. Yeah. And but it was very good. But Ultra, if you get a chance, Ultra
was fantastic. The neat thing that you would like is the guy that could kill the gods that was like the main... like the main good guy, in theory. He was an English teacher that has been alive for 1,000 years or whatever and tells all these stories as mythological stories to his English class. That's how he passes down the history.
That's pretty sweet.
It was good.
And it was great. Other than all the girls look the same, it was really good.
Yeah. Bulletproof Coston. I know the people liked the first one. I never read it. So
I don't think I've read it either.
David Hines done interesting stuff with Batman. So.
Mondo, Ted McKeever, Nancy in Hell. Although it's not by Rip. I think the first one was by Rip.
Yeah, I'm not reading this because
I don't know, man.
So when I was really behind the last time, I bought all four issues of the first Nancy in Hell, and I read half of the first one and went, what is this garbage, and put them all in the pile that I've finished reading.
Well, talk it up, why don't you?
But this book looks like something that's right up your alley. There's violence.
It does. So did the first one.
Okay.
Oh, here's that cover.
Yeah, this is the book. $17, sorry.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, just that cover. Mm.
For 80 pages of Gillen Lott, March.
Yeah, I think that'll work.
Is it oversized? It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. 80 pages for $16.99, that's fine.
Full color mature.
Yep. From Eros Magazine. Oh, yeah. Or Playboy Spain. Yeah, you're there, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm all over that. Yeah. I'm on that like white on rice.
Artifacts Deluxe Evangeline Hardcover.
Rob Liefeld.
Blue Estate Volume 2. Booyah.
That's the cover of the issue that just came out.
Is that still just as good as you guys said it was last
time? I read the first trade. I thought it was very good.
I haven't read the latest one.
Ooh, Echoes Complete Signed Set, only $9.99.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
American Jesus. I would highly recommend that to you guys, because like, if you don't want to read the undersized hardcover, $10 for 5 issues all signed, that's a good deal.
Intrepids, I know people are liking, so I'm happy the trade's coming out, because one of the issues I can't get get back in stock. Next Invincible trade, that one, those sell hotcakes.
Do the trades sell better than the alternate editions, or how do you feel about those?
No, much better. I think I've only sold one of those big ones. But now this, it's funny, for not me of all people, but never a big Spawn guy, never a big reading that stuff, and I hit this Spawn Compendium, and I'm intrigued.
The 1-49?
Issues 1 through 49.
So it's the Walking Dead Compendium.
I'm intrigued by that.
So was the original Spawn all black and white, or are they just doing that to save money?
No,
it's color.
Oh, yeah, this one is black and white. This one does say black and white.
84 pages of black and white.
Right, because the Invincible one was color, so I kind of thought this one would be...
60 pages of black and white for $980 for 184 pages for $60 of black and white is still not bad.
No, not at all. No. So that I'm intrigued by that. Okay, really Vault is this Vault is supposed to be being made into a movie.
I think I read the first one of those, and it came out. The second one came out so late, I didn't get it.
Okay, so the Activity, Nathan Edmondson, didn't he do? Who is Jake Ellis?
I think he did, and he's doing Grifter and Descriptor, I think.
Chew. I just read the last trade at Chew.
What were you looking at that he did? The Activity.
The Activity, yeah.
We talked about that last month and just worried about the lateness.
Yeah. Chew is... I want to like it, but it seems to be losing a little bit.
What are you laughing at?
This sweet Stormtrooper shirt that
says... You're
too
far ahead. Slow down, man. You're like... We're not even going to get to that today.
That's why I brought it up.
Heart. I read Heart 1. I don't know if that's my thing. I'm not a big MMA guy.
Oh, is that what it's about? Blair Butler book.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently Blair Butler decided she's going to write an MMA book.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it was fine, but...
Wait, what's MMA?
Mixed martial arts.
Oh, okay. I thought, like, UFC, like, Ultimate Fighting crap. Yeah.
Now, also...
She's hot.
I mean, it might be worth reading just because she's hot.
Oh, that's funny. That's very funny.
Very,
Talented.
Yeah. She has great assets. Right, yes. Last of the Greats. I read the first two issues. I really like that.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a Superman with a family story. It's interesting.
But it's funny because I remember reading that they're upset, they're disappointed in the sales and all this stuff, and I'm going, but you didn't give us anything. I didn't look up the original solicit, but I remember, you know, it's like, but I'm just saying it's an image faux superhero type book. I'm not going to order 70 copies or something like that. I'm going to order a couple. I love the fact that the cover B on this is by the person who's doing the covers on iVampire.
Oh, cool.
Because they're both by Fialkov. I think that's hilarious.
That book is really... It's something I think would be up Ryan's alley.
Yeah, that was very good.
The Last of the Greats. Reading the little promo there looks really cool. I'm interested.
Check that out. Yeah, it was good. I'm just kind of looking. Pigs has been good.
How about the solicit of my boys, Morning Glory?
Yeah.
PE Part 4, nominated for 4 Eisner Awards. Just buy me.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it doesn't really say that.
We might come out if, you know, hopefully it's back on schedule. But that one, lateness really hurt that book. I lost over half my sales on that.
That little depressed boy I read, I couldn't tell you what it's about, but it was really good.
Okay, cool.
I read the first trade. I liked it.
You guys read Seven? I've heard very good things.
You know, I read the first one. I have 2 and 3 in my bag to be read, and I just haven't pulled them out yet.
Scott Snyder,
Now, Pigs was really good.
Severed started off slow, but the first one was really slow. The first one was a lot of character building. Severed's the one about the kid whose dad plays music, right? And he takes the
Song. And he's missing his arm, and he's kind of telling his story of how he lost his arm.
It gets better as it goes.
Okay. Right. Strange Town of Luther Strode, 1 and 2, very, very fun.
I own very good books. Vessel I've liked, but...
Okay.
It's about hookers.
So. And Walking Dead, new arc leading up to issue 100. Cool.
What's the longest running small publisher book? Will it be The Walking Dead?
Well, no, I mean, like, because you have, like, Usagi Yojimbo that's up in 140, so... Spawn's over 200. So
yeah, but Spawn doesn't count. It starts and stops and starts. It's like Marvel numbering, whereas The Walking Dead is just gone straight through.
Fair enough. But yeah, no, that one's been good. Okay, that'll wrap up. We'll finish up. It's 9:30. Holy cow! So we'll wrap up.
That honey badger cover. Which is cool. The action.
Okay. We'll get to that next week. We'll do the back part of the book, and hopefully, even this time, we'll get back into the knickknacks in the back.
So that's about it.
Hopefully, I'll get my essay written about X-Men, and that's about it. And we'll talk at you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Oh dear.
We're starting every podcast. It was all a dream. I used to read Wizard magazine.
I was raised in a small southern community. People used to look at me different because I looked different. But the song ain't about race, it's about lines in the sand that we draw to keep on producing any hatred. And internet culture only took away the faces for when we had to beep. Negativity and cynicism took the world over. I rolled my bike and grabbed my backpack and hold it over my shoulder. And went down to the comic book store with a copy of Me Against the World pumping. I spent my $10 and learned to love the elements that made me feel so relevant. And it's a place to feel something. And I grew up thinking one side was better. And I ignored tradition, thinking half the story could shepherd me through the gateways of seeing a world that lay beyond the racks that spun at the front next to the register. And all I hear is Marvel versus DC. And all I see is a sea of people like me. And all I feel is the hate in their voices, ignoring the choices life is giving you and me. And all I hear is Marvel this and DC that. And all I see is a sea of people at my back. If you're down to stop with all the naysaying, then Adam Warlock is here to keep the tape playing. I made fun of the big guns, the breasts, the muscle bearing chests, absurd jackets and outfits. Each saga and death, the funerals and the time spent with secrets comic creators kept. I was a zombie walking around in a daze. I was a fan with Christ.
Nazis on the way. And I still remember back when mom and dad would fight. I'd read a comic and sketch to pass the day. I'm feeling better now, life is slower now. And I see that I can love it for what these pages say. And sure, at times I'm frustrated, but great writing is dope. And sick-ass art can be the saving grace. And that's whether it's Green Lantern or X-Men, Ghost Rider or Next Ray, Theory. Together the way that comic books do. And all I hear is Marvel versus DC. And all I see is a sea of people like me. And all I feel is the hate in their voices, ignoring the choices life has given you and me. And all I hear is Marvel this and DC that. And all I see is a sea of people that hop back. If you're trying to stop with all the naysaying, then Adam Warlock is here to keep the tape playing.
That was a good drum break. Come on.
There ain't a thing that I can do about this black hole. We're all swimming in a dead pool of lost souls. Got more to chew on, sorta like a mind bender. A brainiac on the mic, that's why I stopped going back to the store. Cause the fans were like the walking dead. Just banshees screaming off all their talking heads. It's like they saw Spider-Man, but like Batroc. Corporations raised the price of shutting out the have-nots. And you can call them the Illuminati New World Order. Made a Franken castle like I told you.
So strange,
call a doctor,
I'm doomed.
Now they got ya, weak as Tony Stark when he's chilling out sober. I ain't no Casanova, I can't convince you. Mr. Sinister in your minds, I can't get into. But if you wanna be a Superman, show me. Stop with all the pointless battles like Don Quixote. Magazine, Batman and Steve Rogers.